The following shite is talked by professionals under literally zero supervision whatsoever. Screen Queens and their producers deny any affiliation with or practice of witchcraft, black magic, and the occult. Some of the themes discussed in this podcast may be triggering for some listeners, and as such, listener discretion is advised. Screen Queens podcast cannot be held accountable for any pants that might be pooped.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
If you're going to tell me you don't like this dress, I'm sticking my head right in the oven.
Don't fall asleep.
What am I supposed to be scared of?
Hello, what's up, you guys? I'm trying to change it up a little bit.
And you went with half saying hello, but then,
I'm trying to sound classier. I'm trying this thing where I want to be a little bit classier.
Hello, welcome back, distinguished listeners. Gather round. Oh, that was great. And you know, the thing is, I just always expect you to say, hey, what's up, you guys? And then I never know what to say, because sometimes you say, welcome back to the podcast. And then sometimes you don't. So then I say it when you don't. So I'm on, like, you know, I'm on knife edge, razor's edge, like waiting for you to say whatever you're going to say. And
you just got, hey.
And no. So now, but I normally, it normally begins the same way. At least, I at least have that to hold on to, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
But no, you've taken that away from me.
You are welcome.
That was terrifying. Well, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back, you guys. Mm-hmm. So what's up? How is everyone? What's everyone been up to? Mm-hmm. What are the hot jams? So last week we talked about, what did we talk about last week? JonBenet.
The Pink Dahlia.
The Pink Dahlia, JonBenet.
Soon, my little Pink Dahlia. What are you saying? Nothing.
The general consensus seems to be that the brother did it.
I don't know, though. Then why was her mom calling her little Pink Dahlia? And like, but always from, like, behind a curtain that she was peering out behind. I mean, the suspect behavior.
I mean, I think the brother is the most plausible, the most believable theory.
Well, look, the bitch did eat his pineapple.
I would kill her too, to be fair.
Here, it's a fucking pineapple. I mean, it wasn't in the fucking Georgian era where that was like a luxury. Yeah.
I have scurvy. I could kill.
Something exotic.
You know I need it.
It's exotic and new. They call it a pineapple.
But yeah, how are you?
I don't know, really.
That wasn't meant to be a stumper, but...
No, but, like, you know, it's always, I mean, you know, we're still locked down. Still. But, yeah, no, I mean, things are good.
They're good overall?
Sorry, there's a stain on the mirror right beside where I am sitting, and it absolutely looks like someone came on the mirror and just didn't clean it up. But like, that definitely didn't happen. Like, what is that?
Is it like hair product or like toothpaste?
No, I think it might be.
Is it cum?
I think it is, but like.
Oh my god!
No, but
is it yours?
Well, like, it's in my room, so I hope so. But, like, it's not in a place where, like, it's not near the bed. So.
Getting freaky.
No, but. I mean, I do have, like, a crazy cum shop, but, like. Oh, that probably is what it is. How did I get it over there? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And that concludes this episode.
Yep. Oh, no. Well, look, if that turns you off, you need to turn off this episode immediately, because the squeamish among us, fucking semen is like the least disgusting that this episode is going
we'll,
to get.
We'll give you a warning right now. It is gross. Mm-hmm. And I've known about it for a while, but like in and out, I've like not really kind of read the whole story. Mm. Connor, did you know a lot about it before?
No, I would say the main thing I knew about it was, you know, that episode of the IT Crowd.
Exactly.
That like made fun of it. Like I'd say that was the only, and I knew that had been based upon like a true event. Do you know that kind of way? But that was literally like, I didn't know anything. Like I didn't know the details. Do you know?
Yeah. I didn't know like the whole story either. Kind of like what like exactly happened and went down and like sentencing and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to preface this by saying I am all for this dude. I feel bad for him. I'm Team Armin.
Mm-hmm, yeah, well, he's not going to eat you.
Well, of course he can't. He's got life in prison. Spoiler alert, you can turn off the episode now. But yeah, no, I genuinely, we'll get to it, but I think, you know, they went too harshly on him.
No.
Okay, well, shall we?
No, but I feel that way about everyone. Like, I feel like no justice system has ever punished anyone enough. You know? Like, obviously, I'm not referring to, like, when, like, rape victims like in some countries are stoned to death. Like, obviously, no. Like, that's not right. But I mean, like, in actual cases where someone has legitimately, like, done something majorly wrong, and I was like, give him the chair! Like, I really have, like, a bloodlust for seeing, like, revenge acted out.
You're one of those people that would like go to like hangings, yes, and stonings. You would be in the, yeah, crowd with your popcorn. Oh, like, try the bit.
Yeah. Popcorn, 3D glasses.
Yeah, you have your like fab hat on.
Oh
like
my god, to the races. Sunday best girl. Yeah, yeah. I think actually that like when we finally have the vaccine, a really fun thing that we should all do, you know, that can really bring society back together and make up for the really shit, like, year and a half.
Bring back the death penalty.
Death penalty for the anti-maskers. And everyone who...
I love that.
Who got the vaccine, except, obviously, for, you know, people who can't get the vaccine for, like, medical reasons, you know, because those people do exist and are out there, so fair enough. But, like, anyone who's, like, an anti-masker, COVID denier, yeah, wanker, who was going into shops and filming, like, the security guy trying to kick them out for not having a mask and trying to post it online to get alt-right groups up in their grill. Anyone who participated in that should be publicly hanged or stoned or...
Yeah,
I think the electric chair is a really, you know, that's a real showstopper. So I think that we should do that. Huh?
I hear it's making a comeback.
Well, it should, but only for, like, you know, really evil people.
Yeah. No,
that,
I
you know, did it. Not like, you know, not the kind of many, yeah, cases, do you know?
Like, I agree with the death penalty in very certain cases.
Well, see,
very, very certain.
Well, see, here's my thing about the death penalty. By the way, listeners, this has nothing to do at all with the story we're going to tell. Okay, death penalty doesn't come into it. But no, my thing about the death penalty is I kind of agree with the death penalty in certain cases, but that's out of like some obviously like really sick kind of like...
Anything like involving urge. Kids.
Yeah, well, that's like, see, that's, yeah, the thing is that would fulfill some kind of urge in me for like revenge to cause suffering to someone who has caused suffering. However, yeah, like, yeah, but the only thing is that like if you're dead, like my mom always said, you know, like if someone like did something awful, like Hitler, and then killed himself, it's like he didn't really pay for what he did, because if you're dead, yes, you don't know any different. So actually, it's worse to be thrown in prison.
Yeah, I get that idea.
But the thing
well.
Is, not when you're thrown in prison in Ireland, because prison in Ireland is literally like a luxury thing. Oh, it's 5-star resort. They have mobile phones. Like,
it's like, I went to Mountjoy on like a college trip because I was studying journalism, mm-hmm, and we got to meet these two like trustees, because they'd been in there since they were like kids. So basically, they were Irish travelers. Mm-hmm. They were arrested in England, and obviously the sentence was fucking horrific for them, so they were like life in prison for like, mm-hmm, a robbery gone wrong. Like, they didn't hurt anyone. I think basically the getaway car just left without him when they were robbing the store, and then like his mate didn't leave him, so the, mm-hmm, two of them were thrown in. They're the nicest dudes, whatever, but like they've got like their TVs in their cells, their little beds, like they're, you know what I mean, like everything they fucking, mm-hmm, could want.
Oh,
the food,
well,
is probably better than what I've had to eat when I was a student because I didn't have money. Mm-hmm. Like, You know, it's crazy.
My friend, she's obsessed with female murderesses, and she uses the term murderesses, okay? So I'm using that. I'm using that for her, not because, you know, I don't agree with, you know, a manageress. It's like, it's a manager of the restaurant, and a murderer is a murderer, not a murderess. But she uses the term murderess. That's why I'm using it. But she's obsessed with them. And she somehow landed a stint in the Doka Center, the women's prison, teaching the female prisoners face painting. And she had she had them all painting each other's faces. There was these murderers walking around with Spider-Man paint on their face. But they loved her. And apparently they were all absolutely lovely to her. And she had a great time with them. And she went every week for a couple of weeks. And they invited her. The wardens loved her as well. And they invited her to like a Christmas party at the prison. And she was allowed to bring a friend. Like, she asked me to go as like her date. And I was like, I can't imagine that the female prisoners at the Doka Center will like they'll either be very anti me, or like as in man, or they'll be like a man. Like, you know, it was like either way it's not gonna be end great, you know. No, but yeah, she only has like the best things to say about all of those those gals. We actually were joking about how we should go, that like we should go and volunteer there. And our volunteering should be that we would select a handful of the prisoners to put on a Christmas cabaret show where we'd have them perform the Cellblock Tango. But like describing, like describing, like their, describing their crime, like the Scissor Sister being like,
oh my God,
he ran into my shears 10 times.
Yeah. Oh, they're so scary though. They were like fine, because we went on that tour, obviously, so we did the women's prison first and then over to the men's. And they were like, they came up and were like chatting to us and stuff, and like asking what we were studying and like just chatting away. Mm-hmm. And then I got so starstruck, right? Because Catherine Nevin just like walked past me. And was like,
oh my God, the Black Widow.
Oh my God, Catherine Nevin. And I got so like excited, and like one of my mates like that was in the course with me, he was like, why are you excited? I'm like, Catherine fucking Nevin. I was like really excited. I was like, she's like twink, but a murderer.
Look, I wouldn't put anything past that woman.
I know, actually, yeah, that. I just realized that after I said it.
Yeah, the dog went missing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, twink. Sure.
In fairness, I know her, and she's only ever been lovely to me, I will say.
I've heard she's really, really nice.
Yeah, well, she's only been lovely to me, but I have, you know, also heard from other people.
Yeah, I've heard she can be a bit of a witch. But yeah, so the reason that's true. Mm-hmm. So the reason that we are talking about prison time and the prison system, whatever, is because we are talking about
lock him up.
We are talking about Armin Mivas today.
How are you saying his name, Danny?
Mivas.
Armin Mivas.
It's German. Mivas.
Armin Mivas. It's a Eurovision song. The gays who are listening will eat that one up, so they will.
Yeah. Probably. So I'm gonna jump into this. So Armin Mivas, I'm just gonna keep calling him Armin because I don't want to keep trying to pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. So Armin was born December 1st, 1961. Connor, what does that make him?
He's a Sagittarius.
A Sagittarius.
That explains everything. Case closed. Story over. Good night, Danny.
Seriously. So. I know, yeah. Like, it seems to just be always a Taurus or a Sagittarius, or, yeah, that's pretty much a Scorpio now and
end
then.
Of list.
End of list. You're all just horrible people. And funnily enough, I think we've only come across, like, one Gemini in all of these episodes. And I fucking hate Geminis. Any of you are Geminis, sorry. Sure, you're lovely, but I don't trust you as far as I can tell you. And I don't even think I can lift you, so.
I just want to point out that I would say maybe, like, a year ago, you wouldn't have even known what a Gemini was. And now you're like getting all genocide-y, like based upon zodiac types, which I love, by the way. But I used to send Danny stuff like about Libras, and or Danny would put up like a story And I'd be like, oh, such a Libra. And she used to just reply in all caps being like, but what does that mean? And I used to be like, you know, it's superficial.
Yeah. I was like, I never believed in it. But then I'm like, oh my God, like, Jared. I know it isn't real. And I know, but I love it. I think it's really fun.
It's so fun.
And I never used to. Because Brogan used to tell me all the time, because she's big into like all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. But she's like, she can just, as soon as like, I can say like one thing about like the coffee in a shop or something that isn't nice. And she's like, oh, such a Libra. Mm-hmm. Like, what did I say? Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, I matched with the guy on Tinder there like last week, this like really handsome guy. And I can't remember exactly what he said, but he messaged me and said something weird. And I said like, blah, blah, blah. He said something kind of weird. And I was like, oh, wow, a guy who would say something like that. It really makes me think like, you know, who is this guy? What kind of life has he had? And is he an Aquarius? Right. And he was like, if you actually buy into horoscopes, I'm a matching here and now. And I was like, oh, of course not. Of course. No, they're silly. Whereas like, if he looked at my Instagram, it'd just be like, I practically have Taurus tattooed on my forehead.
Like, I can't believe you like, I didn't say no,
they're so stupid, but like I downplayed it, like I dodged it like a fucking expert like celebrity would dodge an interview question that like I didn't confirm or deny. Like I just said something, I mean, like there's no way they could be real, but they're very fun, which is like my yes no.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I get you.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you did on this episode. They're not real, but they're so fun. So it's like, you are into them. Just admit it, embrace it, embrace the stars.
No, I am. Like, I fully am. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so on with the show, because we could argue about this for ages. So Armin's dad was a police officer, but I think he was like a really fucking good police officer, because he managed to buy a 36 room mansion.
Jesus!
The house in Germany. Yeah.
No.
36 rooms.
36?
Like, that's fucking big. That's a big fucking house.
I'm sorry. He was either like an amazing superhuman police officer or like a really great leader of like some white collar crime syndicate. Like, I'm sorry. That's not a police officer. Like the German police, I know they're like a different career path to being like an Irish guard, you know, but still they're not that well paid.
My theory is that he probably, because it's 1961, so it would have been before 1961 when they bought the house, he probably served under someone a little bit dodgy to get a big payout, a bit that big SS army pension is my theory.
And is, then he was able no but then wouldn't it. He have been arrested for war crimes?
Well, not if he was in like a general soldier, do you know what I mean? I think like they couldn't really pull all of them in. I think if you were part of the German army, like unless you'd actually been involved and you were caught, you know what I mean, you were seen, like, so like say like Joseph Mengele and stuff like that, they would have been war criminals. Like,
but Danny, I still feel like no matter how big your army pension is at 36, like 36, like that's so excessive. And like some of my friends are like legitimate millionaires, like actual millionaires that grew up in actual mansions, and they do not have 36 rooms in their house. Like, that is ridiculous.
Well, like, I'm sure that like maybe like he like built
it's like
on
the
it or
fucking
something.
Winchester house though, Danny.
Yeah.
Fucking
like a fucking
Rubik's cube of a house.
Like, yeah, like he like I don't know, I assume he just like built on it, and also it was a different time. Mm. You know, I don't know, but they had a fucking 36 room mansion. So, there was a little bit of an age gap then between Armin's parents.
Oh, because he was a rich man. So, probably, of course, he had a child bride.
So, this is what throws me off. So,
no.
They married when Armin's mom was 40 and his dad was 21.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. So, like, Mrs. Mavis, she was a bit of a cougar.
I'm sorry, Miss Mavis. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to eat another guy.
And like, she wasn't even good looking. Like, I looked at pictures of her and stuff. And
she... Like, maybe she had a... Like, I know you wouldn't understand this, but like, some people have kind hearts and are funny and smart. And like, that's how they attract their partners, Danny. Like... They aren't all walking sex dolls. Like,
whoa. Thank you.
Yeah, I love the way like anyone else would think that was an insult. And you were like, you think? Oh. So kind of you. I'm the sex doll that a witch cast a spell on. I wish.
But yeah, no, you would think that she had like a good personality or that she was nice in any way, but she wasn't. Armin would say that she was extremely controlling and manipulative, which I mean clearly because she got a 21-year-old to marry her. He'd say that she was super jealous and she constantly accused her husband of cheating on her, which seems like the style in those kind of like that significant age gap.
Oh my god, Danny, like, yeah, I'm sorry, I would never let him out of my sight. Like, even if he was doing absolutely nothing to warrant it, I would be like, are you looking at that bikini contest? I can't wear bikinis anymore. There's nothing hot about my flashes. Like, I would absolutely like fucking freak. Like, I would cut his hands off. Like, I'd cut out his tongue. I'd do something really mental. Like, I'm riddled with insecurity enough as it is when it comes to like men cheating on me. Like, I absolutely could not do with being 19 years older than my partner. Like, if anything, I prefer older guys, and I think subconsciously on some level it's like they'll never think they can do better than me. Like, they'll always count themselves as the lucky one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I get it, because I'm like, she's probably like, well, I'm not going to do any better than this. I've got this hot young man.
Can I ask then why the hot young man wanted to be with her? Because nothing wrong with being 40 and like, you know, work it. But like, you said she wasn't hot. She clearly wasn't fucking nice. She seemed fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, did they have any siblings?
Yes. So,
like, how many were there? Like, if she's 40 when they got married, right? Then that was when they had the first one. So, like, fucking hell, she was popping them out well into like 50.
Yeah. So, like, they'd have like, she only got pregnant basically with her kids, it's alleged, to keep him. So she like was like, well, you can't leave me. I've got like fucking kids here. So she had three kids. Mm-hmm. Armin was the youngest.
It's a real Connor move. She,
yeah, I mean, I say keep. I mean trap, basically.
A real Connor move. I would do that. Poking holes in condoms.
Okay. So they'd fight like all the fucking time, but like massive, heated, like horrible fights where like she'd threaten to kill everybody in the house.
I'll kill you. I'll kill all of you. Yeah. It's fucking Mayor Quimby's nephew, like Chowder.
Yeah. So she was high spirited, to say the least.
It sounds like you'd get on really well with her.
I think so, yeah. So yeah, as I said then, Armin was the youngest.
Can we just call him Army?
No.
Please, because like Army Spanner.
No, let's not, but we'll get to why this is similar at the end. So Armin, he was the youngest then of the three children. But when he was like super young, like 5 or 6, his siblings left the house. So they were teenagers. It got to a point where they were like, you know what?
So yeah, so she was having fucking kids. Mom and dad got married when she was 40, okay? Yeah. And like, if his siblings are teenagers and old enough to leave the house, right? They have to be at least 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's 5 or 6, so she had him when she was 50. Like, fucking hell, that woman is a fucking machine. I'd be fucking furious as well. Like,
yep.
I'm too old for this shit. Like,
yep. Totally. I know. It's fucking crazy. Like, I want to know when they met. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, were they?
I want to know how they met. Like, was she like friends with his mom or something? Like,
maybe.
Yeah. I always wanted to like fuck one of my dad's friends, but like he doesn't have any hot friends. So like none of the ones that like actually exist. I mean, as like a, if he had some hot friend, it'd be really hot. But like none of the actual, like I don't want to fuck like Fred, you know. Like, no offense, Fred.
Tommy McGannon down the road.
I'm telling you, Connor, Dennis was a very handsome man back in his day.
So yeah, so they basically got to a point where they were like, no, fuck this, we're out, bye. So they left, which completely understandable. I'd have fucking bailed out too. But it left poor Armin like on his own with the two of them. So they'd fight like constantly, just like ripping strips off each other, and it was just really fucking shitty. So he would say that his mom would never show any kind of affection or love or anything towards him. And that there wasn't really any kind of relationship between them at all. She'd just scream at him and like make him do all of the household chores, even though he was like 6, 7. So
was like pretty much her favorite book growing up was Cinderella. She wanted to live her wicked stepmother fantasy.
Oh yeah, so Armin was pretty much like Cinderella if Cinderella grew up to be a cannibalistic gay German man.
Okay, same. Like no, like on one hand, okay, I want to tear his degree from like the Freud school of misogyny out of his hands. Like, you know, because like I just feel like, you know, he's like, oh well, my mom wasn't very affectionate, and it's like, oh okay, yeah, like it's always the mother's fault. But also I do kind of get where he's coming from. Like there is like this thing about like an overbearing mother having gay sons, so like I'm also very conflicted about it.
I don't think he was down that route. Like, because I've watched some interviews with him, and he seems like really just calm, well-spoken, not bitter about her at all. He just, like, mentioned that she was a bit of a dick, and that's why he left. He
turned out to be a cannibal, so, like, you know, something was wrong. Like, and the fact he's bringing her up, like, you can't help but, like, draw, like, the line there, you know?
I always wondered about cannibalism, though, and I'm like,
did you?
What?
Like, what do you wonder about?
Like, I don't want to fucking partake in it in any way.
I don't think about it ever. Okay.
No, because I'm just like, what's the appeal? Do you know what I mean? Like, what in your brain is like, I'd love to
there? You can kind of say that about anything. Like, what's the appeal of, you know, if you're into, like, strangling when it comes to sex? What's the appeal of if you like guys who wear white sports socks? I'm saying that because I'm wearing them right now and just looked at my own feet because I was like looking around the room for something to be into sexually. But that is like a thing. Like that's like a kink. Like what's the appeal of anything really? I think when it comes to like cannibalism, like, or any kind of like dark, like, you know, necrophilia, like anything gross and weird, like, it's the grossness and the weird. It's like the tabooness of it, isn't it? That like people enjoy.
But like, is cannibalism gross and weird? Like, who decides that? We eat animals.
Yeah, but
we're animals.
Danny, it's not the same.
Why are we more important?
No, but like, even in like nature, like wolves don't eat other wolves. Like they might.
They've been known to.
They kill them, but they don't necessarily eat them. I don't know. It's just like a thing. There seems to be a great hesitancy. Although in saying that, hamsters eat their own children. So like, okay, yeah, good point. I don't know. It's just, I think it's just because, I don't know, we've convinced.
We probably taste shit.
Well, no, honestly. But like we've convinced ourselves that humans are, you know, more evolved than other animals, and like to some extent we are. I mean, like other, and I, that's not me. Like obviously, of course, we think that, but like, you know, animals, there's a test that they do on animals to test for like their critical thinking abilities, and like, are they like the main thing that separates humans and animals is that humans are aware of their own mortality and that they're going to
die. So are dolphins, though.
Are dolphins, though? But also, yeah, people don't eat dolphins either. Like,
yes, they do.
Who?
The Japanese.
Okay, that's a pretty hefty statement to make.
No, isn't it like, okay, hang on. They do, isn't it like, because they love fish, and I'm sure it's like a sushi thing. Give me a second.
No, like, I love sushi. I've never seen dolphin on a menu.
Do people eat dolphin? There we go. Some parts of the world, such as Taiji in Japan and the Faroe Islands dolphins are considered food.
Okay, well, I'm just glad we had a fact checker rather than just dropping fucking
dolphin meat is high in mercury and may pose a health danger to humans.
I love the way you said that as if it was going to be a good thing. Oh, it's high in mercury. I was like, that's bad.
That's bad. It contains potassium benzoate. That's bad. but yeah, anyway, I don't get the big deal. I mean,
anyway, back to poor Army Spanner here. Poor Army, who's, you know, living cooped up with his parents in a 36 room mansion. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, but like, cooped up, but... I mean, like, you'd never see them from one day to the next. Like, are you even sure that the siblings actually moved out and they just weren't like in their own wing of the house?
So yeah, when Armin was 7, then his dad finally had enough and just bailed as well. He stormed out during an argument with Armin's mom and just got in the car, drove off, and never came back. They never saw him again.
Again, though, like, did he actually ever leave, or is he just lost in this Rubik's cube of a house? Like, he's in the upside down room in the antimatter wing, you know, like
in that room with all the stairs.
And also, it even just makes sense that like he never came back. Like, he didn't get into his car and then like in the clothes he was wearing and just like never come back. Like, he's either still in that house to this day and just no one has seen him, or like he's dead, like, or like she killed him. Maybe she killed him.
No, because he saw him like get in the car and drive off.
Yeah, but he probably came back later and was like, I'm here to get my things. And crazy mother was like, like, yeah.
It's
my murder noise.
is that what you're
going
to do?
No, I also, I did an action that I was strangling as well.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I didn't see that.
To be completely transparent, yeah. Yeah, clear, I know. imagine if you were like, yeah, I know. It's like, how did you know? Like, yeah, there's a camera behind that mirror that has cum on it.
God. Anyway.
So far away. Anyway, yeah, but...
So his dad leaves, which obviously sucks for Armin. I mean, it's not his fault that his mom is just a fucking thunder cunt and he's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, but like you have to remember as well, like you're seeing this from the perspective of, you know, of a 7-year-old, right? And like there are loads of cases, you know, where like dad can be awful and like the children can just remember it, that it was like, oh, it was all mother's fault. Like, you know, like the dad can be beating the wife and like the kids won't say like a bad word against the dad. And it's like, oh, but mom drank. So, like, you know, a fucking bitch ruined my life drinking. And I was like, yeah, because your dad is beating her. And like, they won't hear like a bad word. Like, there is definitely like loads of cases of it's the mother's fault. Do you know the kind of way? So I'm taking that with that just like a pinch of salt. You know, like, how fucking wonderful can the dad have been? And how wonderful can the dad have been that he just left his 7-year-old child there as well? Like, you know, like, surely be like, I'm taking you with me. No, just left him there on his own with the crazy mother. Like,
But he didn't at any point say that his dad was, like, incredible or anything. He just said that he'd, like, left and he was on his own with this horrible woman. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, his only kind of gripe there. So he's super depressed at this point, obviously. And he's just a fucking kid. His home life was terrible, like, just going through it. So long story short, he at age 10 reads Robinson Crusoe. He loved to read, and that's how he would kind of distract himself from all the day-to-day bullshit. So he reads Robinson Crusoe and then becomes fixated on the idea of eating someone.
That's everyone's reaction to reading that book.
So for those of you who don't know or haven't read Robinson Crusoe, you're uncultured swines. And basically, cannibals are the like main antagonist of the novel.
Wait, is that the book where they're like little tiny people and he comes to the island and they tie him down? It's like a really famous scene over where he looks really big. Is that Robinson Crusoe?
Yeah. So he's like 10 years old and he's like, I'm going to fucking eat people. So yeah, fast forward, Armin's now 19.
That was fast.
like 9 years. So he leaves home, joins the German army, spends...
Wait, what 12... year is this? Oh no, it's this...
1961 plus 19.
Oh, so it's...
Don't do this.
So it's 1980. Okay, cool. Oh no, no, because yeah. I, for a minute there, I was like... Is he in the SS? But yeah, no. Okay.
No. He was born well after it. So yeah, spends 12 years in the armed forces. During this time then, he would have a lot of friendships with women, but they never went anywhere. And he was starting to question his sexuality. So he asks his friend, hey, do you think I might be gay? And Armin's friend was like, well, that's for you to know. I don't know. So his mate like later gave an interview and said that like everyone knew he was gay, but like Armin was just the last to know about it, really.
Oh my god, that is like literally the story of my life. I feel like you're about to tell me that he moved away to start a new life in Ireland and started a podcast. Like, it's like, oh, this is very similar to my experience. It's like, no, because that's what it was like me growing up, I didn't know I was gay. Fucking everyone else did. Like,
that seems to be the way though. One of my friends when we were younger, like we all knew he was gay from like 7 years old.
Yeah, that's apparently what I was like.
He was like 24.
Yeah, when I came out to my mom, her reaction was, I've known that since you were 3. And I was like, what? Like, why didn't anyone tell me?
Oh, you do know, like my nephew was like, he does like musicals and shows and wears like heels. Stereotype. And stuff like that.
Oh right, okay, no, you okay, yeah, we're
he's also
crossed into it. Yeah,
he's either gonna be like, because he's super fucking talented, he has an agent and everything, but he's either gonna be like that Broadway.
Okay, I just want to say, I have an agent. It doesn't mean you're that talented.
No, I know. So he's either gonna be like a fucking famous like Broadway like musical theater person, or he's going to be the kid that breaks every bone in his body because he jumps off a roof on a dare.
Oh.
So one or the other.
Oh well.
Yeah, he's got like one of those weird things, like R2-D2, whatever, trouble focusing. I don't know what it is.
Excuse me.
Yeah, he's got like.
Yeah, he's got no neck, forward. And he's like. Beep beep beep. All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like it's ADHD or one of the words. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
ADHD,
well look, that's ADHD. Everywhere now. Yeah.
RVD, whatever. Yep. so yeah. Armin then, he starts drinking heavily, which, you know, same. So he ends up
having... just like a real gay thing anyway, like.
Well, I guess because he didn't know if he was gay or not, and he was just really confused. And
yeah, whatever. No, there's like loads of substance abuse issues in like the gay community, like at a much higher rate than like in the straight community. So like, yeah, yeah. Not surprised, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a sip of my wine.
Same. So he ends up then having 2 car accidents due to driving while intoxicated, and the army kick him out.
Where's he supposed to meet men now, Danny?
He ends up moving back home then to Mommy Dearest. And he's like 32-ish, I want to say.
Loser.
I know. So his mom at this point, like, how old would she be? Fuck. She's old anyway.
What, he's 32.
He's 32.
And she must have been 50, so she's like 82. Like, if we worked out she's about 50 when she had him.
Yeah, she has to be.
Not to mention her body has been through the mill. I'd say she can't walk anymore. Her fucking hips loose all over the place.
Well, she only had 3 kids.
Yeah, but at 50, Danny.
Yeah. I didn't think you could have kids at 50.
No, like, you can. Like, it's just extremely, extremely rare. It's extremely hard to get pregnant at 50, and, like, the child is, like, more likely to have, like, I don't want to say stuff wrong with it, because like that's like a horrible expression, but you know that kind of way. I can't think of like a nice way. No, because that's not a nice way of saying it either, you know. But yeah, there tends to be kind of defects. Oh my god, is there a nice way of saying this? Isn't it like everything I'm thinking of is just fucking awful? Let's move on. No, because you don't want to say problem either. No, there's a whole set of syndromes associated with a geriatric pregnancy. And it's also very hard on the mother's body and that kind of thing, you know? So yeah, I'd say she's in fucking bits, to be honest with you.
What is the age range of a geriatric pregnancy.
I think, actually, geriatric, I think, counts as like 38 plus, which is terrible.
My mom has me at 39.
Well, that explains so much.
Wow, me and my syndromes.
Yeah, and your cannibal. That's my dyspraxia. I'm going to walk to the shop. Punch.
But yeah, that's
ma, you old hag.
And I can't roll my tongue, so that's obviously.
Oh, you freak. Yeah, that is a fucking defect, all right, yeah.
Both my parents could do it, and I can't roll my tongue.
Literally everyone can do it. No, I know they can't. I know. It's a genetic thing, yeah. I feel it's like... weird. No, well, actually, here's, like, a really weird... So, you know, like... So, like, my parents...
Your little laugh!
Stop. My parents both have blue eyes, and both me and my brother have brown eyes, which... is like genetically like not supposed to be possible. And it was even in like an episode of Jonathan Creek where it was like two blue-eyed parents and one brown-eyed daughter, genetically most unlikely. And like it happened like twice in our family. And they're like, and then when I was in school, you know, we were doing this thing and, you know, the recessive alleles, and the whole point is, you know, two blue-eyed parents technically shouldn't be able to have brown-eyed children because of how the blue allele is recessive and, you know, the brown allele is dominant. And I put up my hand to my teacher and I was like, oh, it's actually really weird because, like, me and my brother both like have brown eyes and, like, both their parents have blue eyes. And, like, my teacher basically was like, your father is not your father. Like, yeah, I know. And, like, everyone laughed and, like, yeah, that was traumatic. But I later went to college and found out that actually it is possible because there's, like, multiple genes that control eye color, and it's not just, whereas in when they teach it to you very simplistically in secondary school, it's as if there's only one gene for eye color, and like that gene, it shouldn't be possible, but like there's so many other genes involved in it that like it is possible. So, and also it's the fact that like I clearly look like my dad is clearly my dad. Like, yeah. You wouldn't, like, there's no way. Like, you wouldn't know. Like, I'm more like my mom, but like you see my dad as well, do you know?
Yeah,
I just need,
like, my mom's got like super dark eyes, and I was always like really mad that I got my dad's eyes because I always always wanted brown eyes.
Really? That's so odd. Yeah. I always wanted blue eyes because a lot of my cousins have blue eyes, and I remember being made to feel real like shit about it, but like, you know, I don't know, when you're a child it seems like a really big deal. I just think it's so weird that in Ireland we have so many brown-eyed people, like it's really really common in Ireland, whereas in America, like, basically everyone has blue eyes, and if you have brown eyes it's like a sign that like you're descendant from like Latin America.
Yeah,
like it's like anyone with brown eyes is, it's completely like it's not rare because like there's so many Latin Americans in America, but like they use that in like a real weird kind of like race based kind of way, that they're like white skin and blue eyes, that's real America, and even if you're white and brown eyes, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, and it's just so odd, like,
yeah,
how rare it is for white people in America to have brown eyes.
So we're getting really off topic.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Like, how did we even start? We don't even know what color his eyes were. Like,
I don't know. I was really interested. So we just kind of wandered off there.
Yeah. Well, I just really had to like tell the full story to capture the fact that my dad is definitely my dad. Yeah.
It's like, you all know.
I have a permanent record on this podcast of record.
So Armin, back to Armin, he moves back home with his mom, who's like super old and sick at this time. She can't do anything for herself. She can't do anything for herself, so Armin moves in to like take care of her, which
also, it's a free gaff with 36 fucking rooms in it.
Exactly. I have that in my notes. Yeah. I was like, there's plenty of fucking room.
Yeah, that was a pretty smart move, wasn't it, for Armin? Yeah.
So he ends up then getting a job at a bank as a computer engineer, and he was super successful, like, because he was a super smart dude. Mm-hmm. So he was making good money.
Gay, everything, overachieving. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So unfortunately, here come the 90s. And Armin...
For multiple reasons.
I know.
The sportswear trend, the Gwyneth Paltrow bob.
So Armin discovers the internet, the World Wide Web. So
he stumbles across the website for fucking Heaven's Gate. Linda, you say? Contact Linda.
Everything comes back to Linda.
Always. She really pulls the strings. She's running the American government.
I feel like Linda's like, you know, when they go to like the Emerald City and they actually see the Wizard of Oz and he's just in this big tube. That's Linda.
Yeah, but she has that elaborate setup, even though no one ever comes to visit her. But like, she has it just in case, and like the postman comes every day, and she gets like she gets set up behind the curtain, just hoping he'll ring the doorbell instead of just putting the post in through the letterbox. But he never does. He just thinks no one lives in that house.
Just like, oh. But yeah, so anyway, the internet. The internet back then, it wasn't like as pulling.
Kids, the internet then, it's not like it is now.
No, but you know what I mean? It wasn't. So, I mean, you can still get all your fucking dark, weird shit today, but it's like, it's difficult. Like, you got to get, like, Tor, you got to go on the dark. It's just, there's a lot more steps to it than just
click a button. Okay, if you say so. Right. I haven't found that exactly. I keep fucking accidentally finding shit. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? To get, like, the really weird stuff. So, like, actual cannibals, like crime fucking stuff. Child porn, yeah, like hiring assassins, like all that shit. You can get that, it's just really hard to get to. But back then it wasn't good. So you do like what, two clicks and wait for your dial up and you're there.
20 minutes later, and then someone in the house picks up the landline phone and it disconnects you right in the middle of downloading your TLC single from Napster.
Oh my god, Napster. I remember LimeWire.
Yeah, LimeWire is responsible for just.
And then they had like FrostWire as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was just like burn. You might as well just set your computer on fire if you use that.
Like, your computer's just like, please kill me every time you turn it on.
You just try to download like Cisco the Kong song, and you get either porn or viruses or both. bring back the good old days. That's what I say.
You get like virus themed porn.
Oh my god.
So yeah, Armin computers. He, I'm just going to go off on another side note. So, I've seen...
That wouldn't be like us.
I know. A lot of my, like, male friends said this, that because their PC was in, like, the family room, they used to, like, jerk off downstairs and would just have to listen for anyone, like, coming down the stairs or entering the room.
Yeah, like,
Did you used to do that?
No, so I found that about my friends... Like, a lot of them had their computer in the family room. But so when we were young, my brother had the computer in his room. And that was when, like, he was a teenager and I was too young to be doing that shit. Like, I was, like, I'm 4 years younger than him. Do you know the kind of way? So by the time I started jacking it, he was, like, never in the house because he, like, was out with his friends and stuff, and I can't believe this is how I can't believe this is how I tell him I used to jack off in his room, because he's gonna listen to this and be like, the chair.
Oh, no.
But then I got my own computer, so it was fine. Yeah,
that's good. No, yeah. I just always wonder, because it's really funny, because ours was in the kitchen.
Oh, I was like, gosh, so unhygienic.
I know. I was like, I'm not gonna.
Did your hot brother used to jack off in the kitchen? Yeah.
No, he moved out like well before we got a computer.
Oh,
all right. He's like a lot older than me.
Yeah, so, but I know, I'd love if it was like, this is where you reveal that you only got a computer like 4 years ago. It's like a really old one that you had to like dust off in the cobwebs.
Granny's gutted.
Yeah. They were oh my god, MS-DOS. Do you remember?
Oh my god.
I just had a flashback to my dad. The first computer we ever had was in my dad's like my parents' bedroom, and it was like his work computer. So, and this is when me and my brother were super young, and we didn't even know how to use it. And he didn't have Windows; he had DOS, right? And I remember him showing me how to type things on DOS, and then printing off the things that I wrote.
Everybody used to do that.
Like, what a weird child!
I used to go on like Pokemon.com, and then they had like the Pokedex with all the different Pokemon's data, and I would just choose what Pokemon I wanted, and then my brother would like just print them off for me. So I just had these like stats of all these different Pokemon that I liked for no fucking reason. Other than I was a massive nerd.
I genuinely, not making this up, I'd say when we first got the internet, I was maybe 8 or 9, right? And I used to look up like spells. Like magic spells. Like I wanted to be a witch. Yeah, because I was like watching Charmed and Buffy, and I was genuinely, and I remember I come across websites with like magic spells and be like, oh my god, magic is real. Like, you know, I was like, oh my goodness. And like, I didn't know how to delete my browser history at that age. So like, I'd say like my brother or my dad is like, okay. Oh, he's going to be a nightmare.
I was like constantly playing The Sims, and I got like The Sims Supernatural stuff. And I fucking loved it.
Make it magic.
Focus.
Make it magic. Make it magic.
Was it?
Yeah. Was The Sims.
For the first one.
Yeah. The Make it Magic expansion pack. Oh my god. Obsessed. So yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
And then I used to like do the cheat, and then you buy all the diamond rings and you propose, and then you make anyone fall in love with you because you bought them like 5 diamond rings.
Sorry, I literally never didn't use the cheat, right? But the thing about making magic was that there were certain things that you couldn't buy. You had to like go and do a quest and barter something to get like a special ingredient, and that used to be a fucking nightmare to, you know, to cast those spells. But oh god, living my fantasy. Anyway, one thing I never did on The Sims was eat a person. I'm just saying, you're never allowed. Like, you just started up this whole conversation, and you
know, I know.
Connor, let me finish the story. You know who you sound like.
Who do I sound like?
Connor.
Oh,
you know who that is. We're not saying here, you know.
Oh. Up to the real one. She's dead now.
Man, anyway. You don't know. Oh my god. And is also, by the way, he's going out with the Germans, so he may have eaten her.
Do you know what we should do, like, live on an episode? If we do, like, a live, we should message her both at the same time and be like, hey babes, miss you. And
then we should just invite her on a live and see if she accidentally answers.
You can only do like one at a time, though.
No, so we'll do that when the lockdown is over. I say that so confidently. And I'm in your house with you.
Yes. Oh my god, I love that. Right. Yeah. Okay. So, let's move on.
Production
with
note, ignore that. The producers are just coming out, guys. We're sorry.
internet, you could find pretty much fucking
anything. Danny, we're only on page 2 of the notes.
Oh my god, let me tell it then. So Armin, he starts like creeping around online, and he comes across a community of cannibals. So it was basically a forum where a bunch of cannibals would come together and be like, hey, I want to eat people. And then the other cannibals would be like, oh yeah, sick bro, me too. Yeah. So
basically the internet has not changed that much.
No, it hasn't. It's Reddit.
Yeah,
basically.
Reddit, yeah.
But it was called Cannibal Cafe. Which is cute. Like a little, you know, like Animal Crossing, Cannibal Cafe. God. I like that.
Can we please open a cafe and call it that?
Yes.
And then people come in and be like, hi, can I have a coffee? And we're like, we don't sell coffee.
and just
glare at them like until they leave.
You can have stomach bile. Yeah. Would you like stomach bile?
Yeah, we'd be like that shop from that Stephen King novel, Needful Things. We'll just be really happy about it. We'll stay open for, we'll open, it'll be a pop-up, right? We'll only open for one day, freak everyone out in the town, and then leave. And then everyone will be like, did you guys see when that cannibal cafe opened? And like, oh, nothing's been in that empty premises for years.
No!
No, I was just in there yesterday. No, you're crazy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, after seeing this website, then Armin was like, oh, I'm not alone. Like, there are other fucking freaks out there too.
That's the problem with the internet. That's how we are where we are now.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have an insurrection in fucking Capitol Hill. Yeah.
So, Armin then...
I hate black people! Cool! I knew I was right too. Like, that's what's happening though.
Normal, it is.
Normal people who are just like a bit racist are finding these fucking mental racist forums and becoming super racist. Like,
yeah.
Instead of just being racist. Yeah.
So, Armin then, he decides to build his own website with blackjack and hookers.
So over Cannibal Cafe, you guys.
So,
Deadsville.
This website then would be where cannibals could kind of like share their fantasies and just be like, I want to murder this
hot exactly what like... that last website was, though.
Yeah, but like he was just kind of like, whatever.
Right.
They'd share their fantasies like, oh god, I want to like murder this hot chick and eat her tits or like whatever.
Oh, so like Marilyn Monroe shit.
Yeah, so Armin was like,
Marilyn Manson.
I knew what you meant.
Maybe Marilyn Monroe. I mean, we don't know.
We don't know what she was into. So yeah, Armin, he was like super invested in his little website and he started uploading pictures. Mm-hmm. So he'd go to the butcher and he'd buy like a whole bunch of like meat and bones and stuff and he'd like fashion them to look like human body parts. So to make it look like he was really killing and eating people. So all the other cannibals, they were like believing him and they thought he was genuine and stuff and they were idolizing him. They were like,
can I just say they are terrible cannibals because they don't even know what human meat looks like. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just imagining like coming across it and being like, sir, that is not a woman, that's a chicken head on some pig legs. Like this like horrible Frankenstein's monster of meat. And like I just imagine it has like an ox tail and it's like, people don't have oxtails. He's literally never seen a woman, so he's just like assuming like what the body parts are. Like, oh my god.
I mean, they were just like not gonna kill anyone, so they were like fantasizing about it, I guess. Like they wanted to, but whatever.
Yeah, but like a chicken head on some fucking pig legs. It's not like, it's not even convincing.
Like, well, I guess like whatever. So yeah, they basically idolized him because they were like, all right, we're all talk, but this guy is like fucking doing it. He's a legend, blah, blah, blah. Fucking. So it's the 2nd of September, 1999. Armin comes home from work. 1999.
Okay. No, I just didn't hear what you said. What time is it? Let's party like it's 1999.
So yeah, Armin comes home from work and he finds his mom dead in her bed. Bummer. So he was stoked. Oh. Like the rest of us, we'd be pretty sad, but he's just like, fuck yeah, bitch is dead. Fucking wahoo.
She sounded horrible and now he has...
So guys, I just want to jump in here. We had a little bit of a blip. If my sound sounds weird, we had a malfunction. This is real life.
I was blamed. It was. Connor, it's you. It's you.
I thought it
was. You're the problem.
It's not. It was my computer. But it's the woman's fault. So,
taking a leaf out of Army Spanner's book here.
I mean, it's a good way to go. Mm-hmm. So. 2 months then after his mom dies, Armin starts advertising on these cannibal websites. So he posted ads on like Cannibal Cafe and stuff and a few other sites asking if anyone wanted to. This is so unprofessional.
I'm sorry. That was actually a message from someone else, but I also got a notification from Tinder that was like, somebody likes you. And like, whenever I get that, it reminds me, you know, in The Simpsons with Milhouse and Nelson. And I basically react to it the same way that Nelson reacts to Milhouse. And I'm like, I'm so not fucking interested in whoever it is. Yeah. If you like me, there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry. My apologies. You know, I'm not a professional.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we all know that now. Armin starts advertising.
Burp. Also sitting in my underwear.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he starts
on my mirror.
Advertising on all these sites, asking if anyone wanted to volunteer to be eaten. So he was determined to find someone too. So he like, because he posted the ad in both English and in German.
Like I'm sorry, it's definitely going to have, it's definitely going to be one of the German ones that lands someone. I just totally see Germans being way more into that than like the English. English have terrible taste in food. Although so do the Germans anyway. Neither cuisines
like the
are
Germans,
great.
Though. I'm a big fan of the Germans.
I'm a fan of German people, but their food is like...
Yeah, it's all like
breakfast. It's all sausage.
It's just like sausage and beer. Like so, yeah.
It's sauerkraut.
Okay. So one ad on the website read, "Quote: I'm in search of a young boy between 18 and 30 years old. If you have a normal build body and you are willing to die, then come to me. I am butchering you and eat your horny flesh."
I'm sorry. That is literally just a Grindr profile. like, I'm sorry. I've read this profile on Grindr. Like, I don't care what anyone, everything about
pretty
that.
Pretty hot.
The ageism, the body shaming. it's basically like, be between 18 and 30, so be young. Have a normal build. Don't be fat. Be willing to die. Hate yourself. It's just a Grindr profile.
To be fair to Armin, though, if he's like normal build, like, you know, when you go to buy like a steak.
No, I have an issue with anyone looking for someone between the ages of 18 to 30 who isn't between those ages. I have Armin is older than that. So how can
he's going to eat him?
That's not the there's
you
need obviously
a young fine calf.
No, but here's the thing. I am so over this idea that gay men supposedly become completely undesirable after the age of 30. And now I have a vested interest in arguing against that because I have just turned 30. But I have felt that way even since when I was like 23. I was like, why is this a thing that when you're 30 it's like, oh god, you troll. Like, it's like, I look better now than I did at 25. So like,
what's so unappealing about hearing me talk about sex?
No.
I had sex.
Honestly. But also, my parents basically said that exact thing to me and my brother once. And we were like, ah!
But yeah, anyway, okay. So
anyway, basically nothing has changed. Gay dating has not changed. Whether it's Grindr or Cannibal Cafe, dating will always be awful.
Exactly. That's another idea that we need to do. We need to do like a little Photoshop of Cannibal Cafe and have us both having like tea in the Cannibal Cafe.
Yeah, and I'll just take a screenshot of like any Grindr profile basically in my like mile radius. And like it'll be basically that. So okay.
So Armin, something that Armin like really, really stood by, he really didn't want someone who wasn't willing to die. Like, he wanted a willing participant. And I think that's really nice because he wasn't going to murder anyone.
No, yeah, until you go out on the gay scene and you realize that everyone hates themselves. So like, he's going to be swamped with responses. Like, he's going to absolutely be inundated.
Oh, he got a lot of responses.
Yeah, because there you go, the gays.
They'd all back out at like the last minute. So when
gays. That's literally just like a real Grindr hookup. Like, I'm guilty of that. The amount of times where I've like been really horny and like messaging a guy, and then like I don't know whether I come or like the mood just goes off me, and then I just stop responding to them.
Yeah, I always found that like when you're sexting a guy. And then when they come, they're like, oh, I don't fancy anymore. It's fine. They just stop replying to you.
No, like when I come, like a switch flips in my brain that I'm just like, first of all, I'm probably like, oh my God, what did I just say? I can't believe I said that. Oh, I'm disgusting. But like, it's like, or even if I'm not messaging someone, like when you're watching porn, and I don't know about you, but like, say you're like, you're going to have a great time with yourself. You open up every tab, you know, you're just right, new tab, and you go tab to tab, and you watch 30 seconds, skip, next, skip, and then you come, and then you're like, oh my God, so many tabs, oh my God, that film had a Christmas elf in it, oh my God. Like, you know,
I'm gonna have this stigma.
I'm so ashamed. Like, so yeah, no, when I come, a switch flips in my head and I'm just like, I never want to have sex again.
shame, dirty whore, dirty whore.
No, I have to say, I never feel shame. There's no shame in my game, so I wouldn't call it shame. I would just call it absolute disinterest. Yeah. Like, it's just like, no, I've done that now. I'm gonna make a sandwich. It's like, one need satisfied, is now I have to eat and then sleep and then I'll be ready to go again.
So Armin then, so he, one man comes forward and he's like, yeah, dude, I'll do it. Cool. So Armin and this dude, they start emailing back and forth for a little while, and then the dude's like, oh, it's my fantasy to be eaten.
Yeah, well, so, of course he's gonna, no, I'm sorry, he's just saying that because of what the profile looked like.
Like, yeah, they arrange a date, so they decide to do this, and he,
a like, dinner homeboy, date,
yeah, homeboy, yeah, comes, yeah, to Armin's mansion. So a, I didn't dinner, get his name, I do apologize, but it's not that important anyway. So this dude, he,
did you not get his name, or can you just not pronounce it?
I couldn't find it. I genuinely couldn't find it.
Okay.
I just know, like, a man. So Armin just talked about a man in his fucking interviews.
But he makes up shit all the time. So, like, I'm sorry, this man was probably a fucking chicken wing on top of some fucking turkey legs, and it was, so like, ribs in there.
Okay, right. Well, we'll go back to according to Armin. So according to Armin, he lays down on the table that Armin had, like, set up to, like, cut him and stuff, I guess. Yeah. And Armin starts to tell him, like, blow by blow, what exactly is going to happen. And then after a couple of minutes, homeboy's like, oh, fuck, I don't feel good. I don't want to do this. And Armin's like, okay, yeah, that's absolutely fine. We're not going to do anything you don't want to do. If you don't want to do it, that's absolutely fine. So he's like consensual cannibal daddy. Do you know what I mean? He's just, I mean, like, not going to fucking pressure him. He's not going to murder him. He lets him get up, get dressed, and leave. No issues.
But, like, here's the thing though, Danny. And, like, I'm sorry, but, like, what did he think was going to happen? Like, yes, all about consent, okay? However, there is a difference between, like, say you're horny, you go to a guy's house, and, you know, you get there, you're just not feeling it, you're just not into him, you're not horny anymore, you don't want to do it. Whatever the reason, fair enough, that is your right to withdraw your consent. You have every right to do so, and the other person should respect that, no matter how frustrating or whatever. Like, yeah. However, in this situation, I want to know what happened. Like, did he just lose his desire to be eaten? Was it just that he didn't want to be eaten by him? Or was it like a general, hey, wait a minute, I'm better than this? Or, like, did he just find someone else to eat him? Like, I have so many questions about it. Because just whether or not consenting to being eaten and consenting to have sex with someone are so different. Like, because I imagine one is like sexual consent, by its nature, whether you want to have sex with someone is fleeting and changes by the second. But wanting to be eaten by someone is maybe has a bit more permanence to it, you know? Like,
this is the thing. So this guy was pretty sure that he wanted to do it. But once he got there and was like, yeah, I want to do it, got up on the table, and Armin started basically describing what was going to happen. I guess it all got really real for him. And he was like, oh, no, can't do it. Fuck, I'm going to die. And was just like, this isn't what
I thought it was his fantasy to be eaten.
Apparently it was, but apparently it was just, he just wanted to keep it that way, just as a fantasy.
Well, that's fair. Like, I get you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, remember, he wanted someone who wanted to die. Like, he didn't want to murder anyone.
No, and, you know, I get that because, like, I definitely have some fantasies that I don't want to make real. That definitely should just remain fantasies. Do you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so, you know, I get it in that sense.
Is yours cannibalism?
Yes.
I'm so not surprised.
Armin then, he was...
So your talons are for tearing the meat off the bone.
I know, tearing flesh off bone.
I'd say Matt's
so my dark back. Eyes are to hide in the shadows.
Matt's back is like a fucking, God, I mean, fucking pulled pork.
So I'm going to pour another glass of wine for this because it starts to just get wild in a second. And I need my wine for this. So Armin, he was a little bummed that the date didn't work out the way he wanted. So he wanted people to think it did. So he would paper mache a body and paint it to look like a dead body.
No, I'm sorry. No, was this cannibal website for, like, people with a particularly low IQ or remember, no critical thinking skills. Like, no.
No, remember, it was
a papier-mâché, Danny. Papier-mâché. No papier-mâché anything looks like what it's supposed to look like.
The cameras like, were like a pixel back then. No, like,
I'm sorry, Danny. Like, you know, have you ever done papier-mâché? Like, you can make a papier-mâché bowl and it doesn't even look like a fucking bowl. It looks like a fucking spoon. Like, it's...
They tuned you guys for Art Attack with the Scream Queens.
That's a great... Need some PVA glue. Sorry, that's one of our Instagram lives. I'm sorry. That's a fucking amazing idea. Oh my God,
let's
idea.
Do like pottery, like ghost.
That's very messy. And also, I'm not buying a pottery wheel. They're a couple of grand. Like,
they're super expensive. But yeah, no. So I guess the 90s, shit, quality photos. I can't defend it. I don't know. I wasn't...
No, a papier-mâché person. I bet that looked like... What did he use? Because with papier-mâché, you need to shape it around. Did he shape it over his own body? Did he shape it over the meat? Like, what did he use?
So he does papier-mâché, right? But he also steals a mannequin from, like, a store dumpster and paints that. Which I find would be even less believable than a papier-mâché.
Well, like, fair play to him. Oh, well, it's crumpled. Reduce, reuse, recycle, you know, one man's trash. Fair enough. Yeah. But, like, if I saw a mannequin painted, I'd be like, that's a mannequin that someone has painted. Like...
Yeah. No, I mean...
I don't know, maybe the other people on the farm, they wanted it to be real, so...
Yeah. They were still going crazy over him. They were still, like, idolizing him. But I think
he needs help. Well, like, oh, clearly he needs help. But like, I can't believe that's the detail that pushes me over the edge. It's like the extent he's going to fake it, as opposed to the actual trying to do it. Like, that's where I'm like, no, he's crazy. Like, whereas before I totally accepted it.
In a way, I kind of get it. Because obviously, like, he had such a terrible childhood where no one kind of paid any attention to him. And now these people are like, oh my God, we love you. Like, he never admitted it. He never, like, said, like, oh, this gave me a high. But you just have to assume that he was obviously getting some kind of high from this. If not, he wouldn't have done it.
And this is in the days before Instagram, do you know? Like, exactly. I suppose maybe what he's doing, different to what we do with our stories?
Yeah,
you know,
is it
different? I mean, like, it's very different, but, like, is it?
Yeah, but like, do you know what I mean? For the value of it, like, I mean, it's just, you know, it's the same thing. It's like likes for ego boost. Like, if I post a selfie and I get a bunch of likes on it, I feel great. Though. Well, like, each to their own. So, anyway.
No! And like, here's the thing as well that I want to address is that you were like, oh, he's so great because he didn't want to murder someone. He wanted someone who wanted to die. Like, Danny, that's still murder. Like, murder isn't defined by whether the victim's unwillingness or willingness to die.
I think it's a grey area.
No.
It's a grey area.
It's just murdering a suicidal person, which, like, isn't the same thing as assisted suicide, because that's where a person literally can't kill themselves. Like, it's still murder. Like, if you stab, like, go to stab me and I'm like, I want to die, and you stab me anyway, it's still murder.
Technically, but no, if you were like, yes, you want to die, law, like,
the law works on technicality.
I want to die, but I want you to kill me. I don't want to do it myself. You do it. That's, do you mean, that's still assisted suicide in my eyes. No, not that I would ever. Well,
thankfully, you're not a judge. Oh my god, will you please fucking shut my filthy whore mouth and go to law school like Legally Blonde and become a judge just to rule on it? You would. Oh my god, I'd be like, you know, like Elle Woods' friend who like turns up.
You'd like... be the dog.
No.
You'd be Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, that's who I meant. Go, Elle. Go, Danny. Oh my god, yeah, I am Jennifer Coolidge.
Anyway, right, I have to move this on.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, he did want to be the real deal that they all thought that he was. Mm-hmm. So the validation for being a fake wasn't enough. It was just like, no. I mean, I guess it's like an influencer being like, oh, these people keep praising me for my chin, but I'm just gonna go get chin filler. So they had to do it.
I mean, like, a chin can make or break you, you know?
I know. That's why.
But also, I feel like most people don't need chin filler, though. Like, in fact, I know some people that need to have some chin removed.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I definitely need, like, a bit... I'm not doing this. Okay, so...
You big flat-faced bitch.
Whoa.
It's okay, Danny. We can't all have my jawline. If you had if you had my jawline, I'd shave it down for you. No, you don't. Jesus fucking Christ, Danny.
I would love a big like. You'd look like a toaster. No, I'd love like a Jay Leno chin. And like I'd love like a really tiny forehead and a really massive chin. That's what I want. To Jay Leno it.
A chin? Anyway. No. Okay.
So finally, Armin then he embarks on this little home renovation, I guess you could say. And he turns one of his many bedrooms into a slaughter room. Oh. So this room had no windows. It had cages to hold his quote unquote victims, because I don't think they're victims. And they had like meat hooks hanging from the ceiling.
Okay, like I'm interrupting you. What fucking victims? There has been literally one person who backed out, okay? Like, way to count your chickens before you eat them.
I thought
like,
that as well.
Oh, a cage for each of my victims. And there's like five cages. It's like, dude, you literally can't get a text back about this.
he had like those proper like, oh, this is going to sound gross, but like, you know, those proper like cattle cages where they keep the cattle in place to
I've never seen one of those because I didn't grow up in the countryside. No.
Well, I've never seen them in person. You see them on like PETA and those ads that they shove down your neck.
No, I don't like PETA, so I don't see those.
Yeah, I don't like PETA either. They're fucking evil. Anyway, moving on. So yeah, he basically makes his whole fucking slaughter room, you know, all that good stuff.
Fodder room!
Did I say father?
Yeah, no, fodder, oh, like F-O-D-D-E-R is what I thought.
Oh,
you said.
Fodder room.
Yeah.
Slaughter.
Slaughter. Sorry. I was like, finally, your fodder room full of your father. It's like
Armin gets a response from a 34-year-old engineer named Bernd Brandis.
Oh my god. So, I have to say, the people that we feature on this podcast have the best names.
Yeah, they do.
Bernd Brandis.
Bernd, like amazing. As in Bernard. Bernard Brandis. So Bernd was more than willing to be eaten by Armin. That's, you know, he was fucking jumping at the chance. So he was married.
Oh, that's why. That explains it. Yeah. I've nothing left to live for. Please eat me. Oh my god.
he'd recently come out to his wife as bi-curious, and he told her that he wanted to experiment with men. This caused loads of tension. I know, and she was just like, nah.
The tale is old as time.
This got me thinking as well, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
So, say me and Matt get married, right? Mm-hmm. And he comes out and he tells me, I think I'm bi. Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with it. I would.
Yeah, well, like, I would hope so, because it has nothing to do with you.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But if he came to me and was like, I think I'm bi, I want to go fuck dudes.
Oh, no, like, that's okay, a very different thing.
I'm leaving.
No.
Get her.
No, and here's the thing is, like, if I was dating a guy, and by the way, the reverse has been known to happen. I do know some people that thought they were gay and turned out not to be gay, right? So, like, that is a thing. It's just
you never hear about that, though.
No, more people should talk about it.
Yeah.
That's a better podcast. And then I get through a story. But, no, like, and similarly, if I was dating a guy and he was like, look, I thought I was gay, but I think I'm bi, I'd be like, okay. And then it was like, I want to go have sex with women. I'd be like, no. you know, no, yes,
mm-mm. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, I think I would be absolutely fine. Like, you know, if Matt were to come out and be like, yeah, like, dudes, I'm like, that's cool, like, me too. So, like, it's fine, but like, I think, yeah, I get her. If like, it would be a bit much to me if they were like, I want to go fuck dudes, I'd be like, well, you go do that, I'll be over here,
yeah.
So yeah, anyway, so
they should really know who you are before you get married is generally a really good rule.
I think so, definitely. Mm-hmm. So like Matt knows that I'm bi. But obviously, like, I'm one of those people I what's it called again? Heteronormative something. Could never see a girl in a romantic way, but I'm super attracted
sexual,
to them. So.
Yeah.
You're not
bi romantic. Yeah. You're heteromantic.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah. Bernd then and Armin, they begin emailing back and forth, and they're discussing the best way to eat him.
I mean, it's easy. Like, it's like literally a thing you do every day. Yeah, okay.
Bernd had like, he actually had a bunch of ideas himself that he like threw out as well. And he requested that his skull be used as an ashtray. Which is a weird request, but okay.
You know, look, here's the thing is, I might request that my skull is used as an ashtray, and I don't plan on being eaten by a cannibal. I just think, like, it's kind of like a gift that you'd want to give someone you hate. Like, because they're not going to throw it away because they'd be afraid it's a curse. But they also don't want to keep it because it's clearly a curse. So, like, it's just, like, one of those
I would want to be, like, stuffed, like, taxidermied and put on the couch so that
you could be in the coffee table. Like, yeah. The guy who was on Oprah, yeah. His wife at the coffee table. And the glass coffee table. Like, just looking at her every day.
So basically, he wanted his skull to be used as an ashtray. And fair. He also expressed that he wanted his member to be cut off.
I'm sorry. Are you pretending to be censoring the word penis on this podcast? Sorry, you like the words we say on this podcast, and you are censoring penis. Okay. Member. Kathy fucking Gifford over here. Shirley Temple.
Okay, fine. He wanted his cock to be cut off, and he wanted them to share it. I don't know whether he meant like Lady in the Tramp style or what, but he wanted the peen sliced off and to be shared between the both.
No, but sorry, like, does this man not have a central nervous system? Like, is he unable to feel pain? Like, does he think he's going to be hungry after?
That's just what he wanted. I don't know, like, yikes, but that's what he wanted. So Armin was, he was like weirdly respectful.
No, you're giving him too much credit. You're really like, I know he's the bottom of the barrel as it is, but you don't need to give him this much credit.
He said in an interview that he didn't want to disrespect any volunteers by not doing what they asked of him, so he'd like always make sure to carry out whatever they requested. So Bairn was like, let's share my dick, he was like, you got it, good buddy.
Again, I'm just saying, there's only ever been this one person, right? First thing, so it stopped. He needs to stop speaking so optimistically, as if like he's always doing this, because he's not. God, like,
and excuse also, him for being ambitious.
No, but also, this man had a really, really sad life. He's a closeted bi guy who came out to his wife, wanted to fuck around, so and they ended up divorcing or separating.
Yeah, but we don't know if he wasn't cool with that or not.
But it doesn't sound like he was, because he wanted a fucking man to eat him, Danny. I mean, like, that's pretty indicative that he like had like fucking was not in a good place. Like, that's the thing. Like, this person cannot consent to being eaten, because this person, like, because no one can consent to being eaten, because if you want to be eaten, then that means that you're suicidal, and if you're suicidal, you're mentally unwell. So stop acting like fucking this guy is like fucking, oh, that's so good of him to see his last wishes through. And it's like, this man is engaging with a mentally ill suicidal person and is enabling
you're
them to
stopping.
Be mentally ill.
Stop.
I'm not, no, it's I'm a sound like such a petulant child. No, it's my vape. I'm hitting my vape against the floor.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
No, I'm right. You're wrong. I'm big. You're small.
So this is the thing, right? And I'll get there, because this does kind of bring her whole thing full circle. So he said he was going to do whatever he asked him. Said he would always do whatever a volunteer asked him to do, because he was respectful. Guy was like, "Let's eat my dick together." He was like, "Yeah, dude, fucking, I'll do that for you. That's fine. Yep. You're in good hands." So March 9th, 2001, golden era.
Bairn. Yeah. Hey baby, hey. Eat me. Eat me.
Bairn goes to Armin's house, finally. Oh, they have sex. And
sorry, can I just say that I totally thought you were gonna say earlier on when he mentioned that Bairn was 34, I was like, if this guy says sorry, you're too old for me, I will be so fucking annoyed. I said 18 to 30, you're 34. Get out of here. I don't want to eat you. You're all stringy and sinewy. God.
He knew he was 34 though. So
yeah, no, they... I'm glad that he actually met up with him, because it was like, if he did that when this guy is older than that, I'll be so like, this guy is in his 40, so like, he has no fucking right to be. Okay, yeah, come on.
Yeah. So they have sex, and Armin gives Bairn like a bunch of sleeping pills, some Vicks. I don't know why.
Oh my God, you gotta have Vicks.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of alcohol because you see he doesn't want Brain to be in any pain.
Yeah,
and he figures that this cocktail.
No, sorry, the Vicks fucking vapor.
I know.
Like, oh yeah, rub it on your chest there, get the old airways open. Like the next time a guy offers me poppers, I'm gonna be like, do you have any Vicks?
But yeah, I guess
opens
he figures
me right
like,
up.
He figures it'll like numb him up good. I don't know. Maybe the Vicks for somewhere else. I don't know.
It's just minty fucking
it
goo.
It legit is minty air.
Doesn't do anything.
So Byrne takes everything willingly. And Armin tells him that he's going to film everything and take pictures so he can keep them and like crank it to them. Why not?
Because photographic evidence of an especially heinous crime, Armin. That's why.
Yeah, well,
these are their stories.
So they decide to start with the penis first.
I mean, fucking gays always rushing straight for the cock, are they?
I know, right?
What happened to a nice old kiss?
No romance. No. Like,
no chivalry anymore. Eat it. I'm gonna eat it.
So Byrne, he hops up on the operating table, I guess. I don't know what to call it.
Dining table.
Yeah, well, I guess. So the video camera's rolling and Armin starts to cut Byrne's dick. In an interview, Armin said that Byrne let out this horrible scream.
Oh my God, I wonder why.
But that it only took like 20 to 30 seconds before they got the dick off. And he said that blood was squirting from the open wound like a fountain. So it was like everywhere. So yeah, they get the dick off anyway.
I'm holding my dick right now, being like, I love you. And, they won't get you.
Armin takes the dick and he brings it to the kitchen. So he sprinkles some garlic,
no,
and salt and pepper, but oil. Yeah, no, he seasons this cock.
Oh
right?
My God, it's like stinging me. I'm just like, I'm having psychosomatic stinging.
And he fries it up, right?
Oh,
so
fuck off.
He plates this dick up, right? All nice. And he sits down
some
to eat it.
Fondant potatoes.
Yes, like it's he actually plates it with sides and everything. Like, here we go. So,
sorry, how has Byrne not passed out from the fucking pain and the blood loss?
I know. He was fine, but I guess he was like super fucking, again, drunk.
Oh, yeah, that Vicks vapor rub really came in fucking handy, Tanny. Sure, don't they use it in wars for when they need to amputate someone's leg?
Here you go. Bite down on this. I'll give you some Vicks.
Eucalyptus helps. Fuck this. I'm sorry.
See, I told you I needed my fucking wine.
I need fucking Vicks. That's what I fucking need.
They play it up. Everything is, you know, is fab. He brings it over. But then Armin says that the dick was just fucking disgusting. So it was super chewy and like inedible. And that really bummed him out.
Do you know what? No, that is so fucking rude. Like, can you imagine?
It is actually rude.
No,
imagine,
Danny, I have tasted some truly awful dick in my time, okay? Same. But do you know what? If someone lets you eat their dick, you fucking suck it up. You take it like a man. Like, fuck you,
like,
Armin.
You'd be like semi-nice.
No.
Like,
fuck.
Yeah,
you, Armin. You fucking, this man is literally bleeding to death for you right now, and you're like, oh.
He didn't say it to him. He said it afterwards.
No,
he
that's way worse. That's so
he
much
was polite
worse.
About it.
No, look, your he's man is too high on Vicks Vapor Rub anyway. Which, by the way, is a thing. I'm going to the shop tomorrow, and I'm going to get someone to
try
it
and then try and cut your dick off.
I mean, like, it's such a long, boring lockdown. I'm not going to cut my dick off, but I'm definitely going to try and get high on some Vicks Vapor Rub.
Right. So, Byrne is bleeding like a lot.
No. Oh my God. So, no way.
So Armin, he decides to move Byrne into the bathtub because he's making a mess. Which, okay,
also rude. No, also rude. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
This guy is getting real rude by the second.
Yeah. So
did your fantasy not live up to everything you thought it would be? Oh, that's definitely Byrne's fault.
At no point, though, at no point is Byrne like resisting any of this.
No, Danny, he took a load of sleeping pills and some Vicks Vapor Rub and a load of alcohol. He's like,
I'm just saying what he said in an interview, okay? So he brings him to the bathtub. He decides he's basically just going to let Bran bleed out, which would be much less messy than leaving him on the table. You got to think about those tiles, you know what I mean? Like, blood is fucking hard to clean.
Gay. So he's still gay at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. Put him in the bathtub, like, kind of ran the water so he could rinse as he bled, basically.
Oh, that's what my mother did when I cut my lip open with my dad's razor when I was 3. She didn't call an ambulance. She just put me standing in the bathtub to stand in a pile of my own fucking blood. Worst mother ever. This will help. I'm helping.
So yeah, he left him in the bath and he would like kind of pop in and out every 15 minutes or so to like check on him.
Like, I'm sorry, is he just not that into this anymore? Like, this should be the thrill of his life, and he's acting like I do when I have a cake in the oven. Mm-hmm. Like, which is never, but like, you know, like how I would act if I did make cakes, I guess. Like, he's just like, you're still here, huh? Like,
he said it was like a super slow process.
But he should be enjoying as a cannibal. Like, he should be loving this.
He expected him to die, like, a lot quicker, I guess.
Is it not living up to exactly what you thought it would be like? I hate this guy.
It wasn't, right? And to pass the time, I'm serious, he broke out his Star Trek book. So he was just reading a Star Trek book.
Sorry, what is a Star Trek book?
It's, you know, the show Star Trek.
No, I've never heard of it, Danny. Of course I know the show Star Trek, but what is the book? No, but
a book about it. I don't know if it was a novel. I don't know.
Is it you know, the way, like a novelization?
I don't know. I don't know. I assume it was a novel. So anyway, let me finish.
Okay.
So he breaks out this book, right? And he's like reading and stuff, but then Bernd is like taking fucking ages. So after about like 3 hours, he goes in, he's like, you're kind of taking a long time, so I'm just gonna slit your throat. Okay? Okay. So he kisses Bran and then he sends it through. Once Bran is dead, Arryn then he takes him out of the bathtub and slices and dices him. So he cuts him up into itty bitty pieces. He puts part of him into the freezer. And then weirdly, right, this is what I don't understand, because he claimed to be so respectful and he'd do anything for the volunteers. He buries Bran's skull in the garden.
That was supposed to be an ashtray.
Yeah. He doesn't make it into an ashtray. Right?
See, so that's what I mean, Danny. You like this guy. He's a fucking liar.
I don't like him. I just mean they went a bit hard on him. Aww, so
he's a fine young cannibal.
Shut up. So he basically, he says in an interview that he decorated his dining table with nice candles, right? So, quote, I took out my best dinner service and I fried a piece of rump steak, a piece from his back. I made what I call princess potatoes and sprouts. After I prepared my meal, I ate it.
Wait, sorry. He calls them princess potatoes. Is that like his own recipe? His own creation?
I don't know. Are they a thing?
And I call them princess potatoes? It's where... No, but if that's what he calls them, that means that like
he calls princess potatoes, but I don't know. So I'm just going to Google.
Does he mean like, you know, that potato dauphinois?
Oh, they're a thing. Duchess potatoes.
Yeah, Dauphinois.
Like little. Hang on, let me send them to you.
Yeah, Duchess potatoes. Yeah. No. And well, I would always call them, when I'm sober, I can actually say it in English. But it's potato dauphinois. Why can't I say this? Dauphinois. Yeah, that's what. And it's basically. Although what you get when you see princess, but when you Google princess, but it looks different to, yeah, like gratin dauphinois, yeah.
It brings up like duchess then.
Anyway, yeah, but like a dauphinois is a duchess, like the same thing.
Okay, whatever.
It's just French, yeah. Okay.
He says that he makes
princess potatoes. Gay.
So he then goes on to say, quote, the first bite was, of course, very strange. It was a feeling I can't really describe. I spent over 40 years longing for it, dreaming about it, and now I was getting the feeling that I was achieving this perfect interconnection through his flesh. The flesh tasted like pork, but stronger.
I've heard that before. Apparently, yeah, I've heard human that. It's like very salty. Similar. Yeah, well, yeah. Well, you see, and it, apparently, like, it's like they're similar because they're both like white meats.
Yeah.
And so apparently they're very similar. Mm-hmm. And like the thing is, like, no offense to pigs, but like pork chops aren't great. Like, they're just so.
No, I don't like pork.
Would you be bothered eating a human if it was going to taste like that? Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, if it was going to taste like a steak, I might give it a go.
Yeah. You know? Like, if it was like, you know, because people say it's like chicken, but it's absolutely not. But yeah, anyway. So Armin then, he would spend the next 6 to 8 months eating parts of the body that he'd stored in the freezer. So this was like his main food source. So he was eating it with pretty much every meal. So he's frying it in the morning with his breakfast. He was using it as like pizza toppings or homemade pizza. Like, he was going in. Like, yeah, he was getting his money's worth.
He's just trying to use it up. It's like me whenever I buy like truffle oil and like I'm pouring it into everything and I'm frying everything in it. I'm just trying to like justify the expense of it. I'm like having it on toast.
Well,
like, and
I use it all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I got to go buy some more truffle oil. Like, oh, €10 for oil for one recipe. Well, I have to now fry everything in it. Yeah.
So Armin then, he uploads a bunch of the pictures he took that night onto the Cannibal website. Stupid so man. Once again, these six fucks are like, oh my god, king. Like, they're just obsessed with him. And they're like worshipping for killing and eating this man. So late November, early December rolls around. Armin decides to go back on the Cannibal website and advertise again because he's running out of meat. He needs some more food. It went so well
the first time. Yeah.
It did, to be fair to him. And
he hated the dick. But that also makes sense.
Yeah, like, well, just don't eat the dick.
No, but the thing is, like, a dick is like an organ, so it would be like awful.
Yeah. You know, like
a dick isn't like a cut of meat, which is muscle.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. It's like fucking awful. Like, no, mm-hmm. Like, it's like eating fucking haggis. Like,
it's haggis. Yeah. I was going to say, I was trying to think of the word, but yeah, haggis. So yeah, he advertised again. So
awfully good.
God. So it was much the same as the last advertisement, right? Uh-huh. So this Austrian student, he comes across this website. So he obviously he's just fucking around and searching for stupid things, like as kids do. He finds Armin's post and he's like, what the fuck? So he calls the police and he's like,
so it's the first ever case of people discovering the hard way that once you put something on the internet, literally anyone anywhere can see it forever. What you mean, not only the cannibals who agree with me will ever see this? Okay.
But you don't think of that, really, do you? Like, when you post something,
I think you do now. Like, but like,
you never used to. No, even a couple of years ago, you were just like, right, this picture of me is just for my friends. It doesn't occur to you that someone's going to use your picture and, like, make you into a meme. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, oh my god. Fuck. I never think about that.
That's what I mean. Like, what if that happens to me? Like,
what if people make a meme that's like overly confident gay man?
No, but you know what I mean? It's like, oh, they tag, like, you know what I mean? They have like one of your selfies, like, oh, like, can you tag my best friend? His girlfriend's looking for him because, like, you're so ugly that. You know what I mean? So that's horrible.
No, I never think about that.
Well,
I'm deleting my online presence.
They didn't think about that back then either.
I'm going to create a shadow Instagram account where I'll drop massive hints as to who I am, but like no one will know who Conor Murray was in the first place. So people are like, this weird Instagram page where someone keeps hinting at who they are, but no one cares. Like,
you don't think about it, but it's happened to us. Like, people have screenshot our pictures, shared them with their mates, whether they know us or not.
Oh, I know. Just, like, verbally attacked by like three presumably very jealous and notably very ugly gay men. Like last year, who like basically told me that they have a WhatsApp group where they like take screenshots of my posts and send them to each other to make fun of me.
Laughing.
You shouldn't be laughing. It was an awful. I cried in the street.
I'm laughing because, oh my god, you are fucking stunning, right? Like, can't
not do this.
No, don't interrupt me on this, right? Because I need all the listeners to know. No, listen, right? This is the one time that you're not going to interrupt me, and I'm ordering it. I'm the producer, so this is what I don't understand, right? So it's when I see people who are clearly fucking stunning. So we'll say, like, obviously you, right? And we'll go with, like, Molly May, like, fucking, like, influencers who are clearly stunning. And people are like, you're so ugly, you're this, you're that. And the person who sends them, they're always, always a fucking troll. Because a person who is either on your level of attractive or higher, they have respect for you, because they're just like, yeah, no, like, they're cute, they're whatever. Anyone uglier than you, they just don't, and they're jealous, and they're just fucking horrible.
And here's the thing that I just want to, I really appreciate what you're saying. I at no point said that they said I was ugly. Can I just jump in here, well, and stop, like, you from you digging a hole for yourself?
No, which is what I mean.
They never said I was ugly. They were just obviously, yeah, but, like, making fun of, I don't know, how vain I
was. Of what, though? Do you know what I mean? Because you're, like, fucking attractive, because you're funny, because you're fun to be around. I'm like, Daddy. This is the thing. Like, if you see all of this shit, and it annoys me so much that people are like that. Because it's just like, what is this person doing to you? This person is like, all right, okay, they might be a bit, like, out there. There might be a bit of bravado online or whatever. That's nothing to do with you.
I love, like, online bravado. That's, like, my favorite. When you post your online bravado stuff, I'm like, yes!
Like... Exactly. It's like, it's nothing to do with you. Like, he's not doing it specifically for your little fucking virginity group chat. Mm. He's doing it for his friends and people like it.
Bitch, I love you.
Do you mean, like, it's nothing to do with you. Like, he's posting it for his friends, and whoever likes it is obviously the audience.
Danny,
so
we're taking on cyberbullies. I
love them. I hate
cyberbullies. Fucking
cyberbullies. I'm moving on with this because we'll never finish it. And
I know.
It's forever on record.
But of all the detours we've ever had, that was my favorite
one. Good. Well, like, don't ever, ever, because I know that you get down on yourself and I never understand it because you're fucking stunning. But don't ever, ever get down on yourself about shit like that, because you're fucking gorgeous. You're hilarious. Like, your stories give me life. Even when you've got your big black red wine teeth and you're singing to the camera, oh, they're my favorite. No.
It's like the worst. The worst of the worst.
But yeah. You and anyone else who's listening to this, if anyone tries to be fucking negative to you in any way, fuck them. Like,
not actually
them.
Fuck them, though. Like, don't,
no,
have
don't
sex
actually
with
fuck them.
Them.
No,
definitely
them
don't
and
do
fuck
that.
Them off.
Then they win.
Yeah, but you are, like, you're there for yourself, there for your fucking friends who enjoy seeing your shit. Like, I know people probably make fun of me for this podcast, but we give a lot of people that fucking love it, even if it is just our mates. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever. So, fuck it. Moving on. So
I can't say fuck anymore.
I can't. I gotta finish this because
yes,
I'm drunk.
We do. And we're so close. We're getting really close. Yeah. And the thing is, you are drunk, but you're not, like, drunk or slurring words drunk.
Oh,
which,
I don't,
like,
slur.
You know,
I'm like,
no, sometimes
I'm opinionated
you
drunk.
No, so sometimes you do get a bit, and it's like, oh my god,
I
just
do
need to,
yeah,
wrap this up right now.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, Armin, he would eat this body for like 6 to 8 months. Starts advertising this student kid. He sees the post. He's like, I'm gonna call the police. So he calls the police, and he's like, this dude, like, I'm pretty sure he might have killed somebody already.
The thing is, the police could easily just be like, no, we had a look at him before. It's just a bunch of chickens stuck to sellotape together. Like, don't worry. Like, I know it looks real.
So yeah, the police go out to his house on December 10th, right? And they, like, go through the home, scour the place looking for evidence, and they come to the freezer. So an officer,
I mean, that's,
like,
the first place they should have looked, in fairness.
They did.
Like,
why,
I was like, maybe here. Like, yeah, obviously.
This is what got me, right? Is because he had a fucking slaughter room upstairs. But yeah, the first place to go to is the freezer.
The thing is, though, you could just say that was like an S&M sex place. Do you know?
Yeah,
like, yeah.
That's the moment. And it was Germany, so it would be believable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the police had one of them in their hands. Like, yeah. Oh, where did you get your cage?
Oh, I
did
like
you get it at Argus?
Oh, yes. So, yeah. Anyway, they go to the freezer. They find 50
my
pounds.
Meat hooks are twice the size of these.
Connor, let me finish. I swear to God, this is going to be 2 hours long.
I know.
So Yeah, they get to the freezer. They find 50 pounds worth of meat. And an officer's like, what's all this about? So Armin's like, oh, it's wild pig meat. I hunt wild pigs. And then another officer comes over and he looks a bit closer and he's like, there's still skin on this. So they just pull it out and they go through it and they're like, oh, fuck, this is human meat. So then they ask him out straight.
This has a tattoo on it.
So they ask him straight, they're like, bruh, is this human meat? And he's like, yeah, bruh, it is. So he never, bruh. Like,
love bruh.
Yeah, bruh. I love
and
bruh,
then they, and then they said, bruh. I know, bruh.
You used to be my fam, turns out you were just dude. But yeah, so like, they find out that it is human meat, bruh. So Armin admits to everything. Like, killing and eating Bernd, the VHS tape, the photos, like, the posts online. He never once denied what he did, apart from, like, you know, obviously, initially claiming that it was wild pig.
I love that he's like, in retrospect, that was a mistake. I don't know why I said that. I shouldn't have lied. It was my mother's fault. You see, she didn't like hugging me, so I lie now. It's all her fault. Also, I eat people, stupid mother.
So he was like, he was extremely honest the entire time. He turned over Danny, the tape. Danny, listen.
Stop expecting the bare minimum from people.
He turned over the tape. He gave him his computer. Like, he did everything. So police, of course.
After he ate him. A man.
Listen.
Let's not lose sight of this.
I love it.
It's possible to be honest, but also be terrible.
On the 30th of January, 2004, Armin was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to 8.5 years in prison. Jesus, right?
The 0.5 years is so, like, it's the 0.5 I don't get. Why not just 9? Like, first of all, 8.5 is not long enough. But, like, why not 9? Why half?
I think that
year?
Was fine. But obviously, this pissed people off. People were like, "What the fuck? 8.5 years?
This cannibal's gonna be on the loose."
Yeah. So the case picked up around a massive house. Amount of like media coverage, and people were like outraged. But Armin's defense, which in my opinion was quite strong, was that Bernd was willing.
I was hungry.
He gave full consent, right? And they went back on all of the emails.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
No, I'm sorry. They were emailing for months.
Doesn't matter.
A very long time before they actually met up, right? So all of the evidence was there that he wanted this. He drove to his fucking house. Mm-hmm. He literally like lay down willingly. He ate his
Danny,
own dick.
Danny, what I'm going to say
ate
is...
No, but
you don't know that. That's only going on his account. He's the only person who has that account.
I'm sure they did like an autopsy.
No, they didn't do it because they ate the fucking body. No, but and this is what I mean. Like, for all you know, he was back and forthing. Like, that first guy got there, changed his mind, and too fucking late. And your man fucking eats him anyway. Like, you're going on his account and only his
account. Well, there's no other account to go on. So you can't really be like, nah, I don't believe you. You're going down for prison.
I mean, is it, what's more likely? Is it more likely that the cannibal ate a person without the permission?
You guys, this is our first ever argument on an episode.
It's not an argument, but what I'm just saying is it's way more likely that your man did change his fucking mind.
Right. It is. It can be. So let's go through the case, okay? So
that's what we've been doing for the past 2 hours.
I'm doing it now, like the
no, but we've already
the trial.
Done
the trial is what I mean.
All right.
So let's go to the trial. So Bernd. Right. Okay. So
you compose yourself.
I'm so annoyed about
compose
it.
Compose yourself.
So, Armin's defense, it was really strong given the
no,
fact
it wasn't.
That
according to you,
Bernd consent.
According
up.
To you,
shut up.
No one else
shut up,
thought
shut up,
so.
Shut up, shut up. So given
no, it was very strong, okay, according up, to me, who thankfully up, isn't a judge.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
At least not till I finish law school.
Shut up, shut up. So given the fact that basically he consented, blah blah blah, all of this bullshit.
No.
So
no.
All of the emails were there to back this up, right? Not only this is a bombshell, and I did not know this, and I don't know if it's still the case today, but it was back then. Cannibalism was legal in Germany.
Yeah, but that's probably only because
they never
came up against it before.
Right?
That's like,
that doesn't matter. No, that doesn't matter.
Danny,
it was there for a reason.
Can be legally,
nope,
right, legally okay.
It was there for a reason.
Wrong.
Cannibalism was legal for a reason, right?
No, but Danny, what you were doing, is you're apply what you're saying. You're saying, look, they had all these emails that said that he wanted to be eaten, so therefore he clearly wanted to be eaten. Like, there's loads of cases where, like, rape victims text messages to the person that raped them because at one point they were consenting, like, is used as evidence that the person couldn't have raped them. Like, apply the same logic.
I'm sorry, but if someone comes in and says that, like,
can you just admit that you just like this guy and you've been fucking convinced by the fucking psychopathic cannibal that he's a good guy?
I think I am.
He didn't break any creed, he didn't break the law. It's not illegal to eat someone, or it wasn't. No. Like, that's what doesn't make it okay.
Hypothetically, like, what if he did? He did give full consent.
Yeah, but Danny, conversion therapy also isn't illegal. It's still not okay. Like, there's loads of things that are illegal that aren't okay.
Right, so he got, right, okay. 30, he got basically manslaughter, sentenced 8.5 years. So this piece, like, it pissed people off, so they decided to do a retrial. So they showed 19 minutes of the video that Armin took that night.
Oh, God, I can only imagine what that was like. Oh, yeah. God, and your man's fucking mad out of it on Vix.
They didn't once argue that he wasn't consenting, because in the video he was, like, super up for it. In the video, right? Oh. So, I mean, those specific 19 minutes, I guess, but whatever. So, the whole thing was basically, like, he did get charged with cannibalism and with murder for the purposes of sexual pleasure, and with disturbing the peace of the dead. So basically, like, eating the dude after he died.
Oh my God, though, Danny, wouldn't you just kill to be on that jury, though?
I would.
Like, or to be on the jury for, like, a really juicy, a really meaty trial. Like, if I get something stupid like tax evasion, I'll actually go mental. I want something like juicy AF.
Yeah. So he got sentenced to life, which is what they were actually pushing for in the first place. Mm. So yeah, he remains in prison today. He acknowledges that what he did was wrong. And also he's a vegetarian now. So good for him.
Yeah, look, he's probably just sick of eating meat after that fucking year, to be honest. Probably. Like, again. No more.
I have no idea how the German prison system works or anything like that. So I don't know if, like, parole is a thing, or, you know, if he, you know, if he can appeal it.
Probably
at any
not
time,
for the
or...
cannibal though.
Maybe not, but, like, he got life. Don't know about parole, but yeah, he's currently in there. He's given a bunch of interviews. He seems super well spoken and calm and, like, a nice dude. apparently in prison he just keeps to himself and he reads a lot and eats his greens. So yeah,
Danny, I hate to ask this, but I have to ask this. It's like my final question. Is he hot? Because, like, I'm kind of just imagining the prison workouts, this new healthy lifestyle he's leading. I'd say, you know, he's looking good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Google him. I think in a professor that you have to fuck to get a good grade.
Oh my God,
way.
That's like my favorite type of person. It's like hot dads.
Yeah, but, like, you don't want
hot
to.
Hot dads and professors. Like,
he's not hot, but if I had to fuck him for a grade, I would. You know that kind of way?
Uh-huh.
Have a look. Google him.
Oh no. Oh no. He belongs on planet of the apes. Oh no.
For a grade.
No. He looks like, you know, that guy, ironically. Actually, did they hire that actor? Because, you know, like in the film Hannibal, where the guy who Hannibal, like, attacked years earlier and had him, like, slice his own face off or whatever, and he's all deformed. He kind of looks like him.
I think he has a charm about him, but whatever.
No, he has total, like, ape mouth. And I, like, I thought so in one photo where he's smiling, but then I just scrolled to the next one and he's actually doing, like, a ooh-ooh, like, face.
Oh,
so, like,
God.
Yeah.
On that note, guys, we're leaving it here because it's going to be close to 2 hours.
This is going to be, like, our longest episode ever.
We needed it to be. It was a lot.
We didn't even get to talk about the Armie Hammer allegation.
Armie Hammer? Armie Hammer? Army Hammer.
Arr, where's me hammer? Army Hammer.
Yeah, guys, this is kind of one of the, this is the first, oh my God, this is the first podcast, I think, where we've had like a really differing opinion on this. So
I love you, but I think that in this one case, you're being an idiot.
I think people were too harsh on him. Let us know.
Spin machine has been fucking doing a number on you. You into a fucking tapestry.
So we're going to leave it here right now, you guys. At Scream Queens.
We have to. Because we can't. No, Instagram. No, that's Twitter. No, we don't do that.
Podcasting. At Scream Queens Podcast.
I love that. It's like, we have to leave it here because we're going on 2 hours. And not only is that far too long, but we can't upgrade our Buzzsprout subscription anymore. No, we can't. There is no higher plan.
Yeah, no, fuck you guys.
It's this fuck or get the fuck out. by the way, if you'd like to donate to our Patreon to pay for or our Amazon wish, actually no, not Amazon, because the fucking customs will pay on that would be fucking ridiculous.
To me and then I can post it.
Yeah, no,
if
then
anyone wants to buy us new mics, that would be great.
Yes. Well, no, I'm probably just going to do that myself because I hate my mic. I hate you.
Should we start like a GoFundMe for good equipment?
I mean, what I think we should do is...
I think the Americans would donate.
I think we should manipulate Charlene into starting it. Because if we started for ourselves, it's a bit pathetic. But if Charlene takes
something off... $200 Australian.
Oh, that's like a tenner. We need more than that. Fucking crazy low value dollars. Fucking Australia.
Right, guys. We love you.
Thank you so much. Follow us, interact us on Instagram and Scream Queens Podcasting.
Do it.
On Instagram or email us long form and screenqueenspodcast@gmail.com. But for now, Danny, I'm going to go and make a bacon sandwich and I'm going to pretend it's a human.
I'm going to go eat whatever Matt cooked for me because I am a kept woman. Love you guys. Bye.
Human. Bye.
If you're going to tell me you don't like this dress, I'm sticking my head right in the oven.
Don't fall asleep.
What am I supposed to be scared of?